It's the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles.
And I'm Jersey Mike, sweating in 115 degrees, 111 degrees on this Friday.
Yeah, but you know, we're just getting here. Statistics. They said that at the time of recording this, we are in the midst of the last night of EDC weekend out at the Motor Speedway. They said that they were expecting 400,000 people to come into town.
400,000 people are here now?
No, there's only 135,000 of ticket sales from last night.
Happened to the over 250,000 people.
Yeah, where do you put 270 people? I mean, this is the flim-flam that anybody will just inflate numbers to do, you know?
Is that for numbers for accounting-wise, that we didn't make enough tax revenue? Or is it saying we're going to steal some money? Hey, let's be real. I'm from Jersey. Everything's a shakedown. I'm not sorry. That's how life is. But when they throw numbers off by like 3-1, what is going the fuck on with the EDC?
Yeah, when there's 250,000 people that aren't accounted for.
Just disappeared. Unless.
Yeah. We should get the Scooby-Doo gang on and investigate
Area 51. This. Maybe 250,000 people are sucked into something. We don't know. Maybe they're actually listening. That.
We should get Scully and Mulder on this case.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, man.
Before we get to our topic at hand, I want to tell you, Jersey Mike, about the podcast that's coming up that I did with Olivia Quickie for her e-ticket riffing.
Wow, Olivia Quickie.
You're going to love this, okay? Because I want to share this appeal because it was probably the best podcast that I have done with her, and she just busted me up laughing. She's 12 and a half, okay?
Okay.
So, went over to her place. We're going to get ready to record the podcast. We start out with Song Challenge.
Okay.
We're up to Song Challenge number 4. That's where I bring a song for her to listen to. She brings a song for me to listen to, and then we put it on Instagram like we do the Springsteen Uniquities. I said to her, I go, do you have a song for me this week? What do you got? She goes, oh, I got a Paul McCartney song.
Oh, cool.
But I'm like, wait a minute, okay? Pause. I said, you're bringing a Paul McCartney song to me. I've told her about who Paul McCartney is and John Lennon and the Beatles.
Now, this is a girl who's how old?
12 and a half, okay?
I'm shocked.
12 and a half, okay? But she says, but I can't remember what the song is, okay? So I'm immediately curious to what song she's talking about, okay? She saw a commercial on TV for the new 4-vinyl CD set that Paul McCartney has put out. It's another retrospect of his career solo through Wings in the 80s and present.
Band on the Run.
Yeah, so I'm...
The Beatles.
She can't remember the words or anything of what the song is, okay? So we go ahead. She picks another song. We go ahead and do the Song Challenge 4. So we come back to this topic. And then I start talking about it, and then she says, I start describing the songs to her. I go, I'm thinking, for some reason I'm thinking, could it be Live and Let Die, you know?
Wow, James Bond.
I start going to words, to songs I can describe. Is it like a big song that's kind of huge? So we go to YouTube, and kind of just start going through looking for the commercial. Maybe we can find it that way. I push on, just happens to be Live and Let Die. She's like, ah, that's it!
Oh my goodness.
Okay? So she has been tripping on and loving Live and Let Die. And here's the funny thing. We did the podcast. We recorded it. She is all into vinyl and records now, okay?
If you see my face, it just dropped. Vinyl and records are 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah. So we did the podcast. You're going to love it because she stops the song and she goes, right there. Did you hear where it got big and then it got quiet? This change of the speed. She's just amazing to see her enthusiasm loving this song that is 42 years old.
Wow.
Okay. Now, I didn't tell her. I did not want to ruin her enthusiasm about Paul McCartney being old enough to be my grandpa, your grandpa. He's 70, what, 3 or something?
Wow. Wow. So, Beatlemania hit, what, 1969?
64.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So I show her a video. There's people who will put those videos on YouTube of a record player just playing, and then Put the Needle On. And so she sees
that's
that
another
she
song. Put the Needle On the Record. Put the Needle On the Record. Put the Needle On the Record.
She, to her, vinyl records. I mean, she's not even using the word record or vinyl. She's using the word that round thing that spins. So I'm sure I'm going, are you talking about this? So I'm sure the video, she's like, that's it, that's it. Just look at that round thing. It is like, it is bigger. It's like a CD, but bigger. How do they do that? And they put that latchy thing on it, you know? She's wanting a record player, okay? So, and then here's what really, it was just incredible. Then she goes, she shakes her hands at the video for exclamation. She goes, what will they think of next? She's only 12 and a half, wow. Okay? Wow. So, in this video, I've shown her of the record player. There was the person who made the video did have the album cover of the James Bond soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
So she understands that it's a James Bond thing. But I didn't have the heart to tell her about the record player goes way back. I said, this is invention by mostly Thomas Edison. She's like, nah, can't be. So she started to be really excited about this, and then I showed her, I was trying to tell her about when Paul McCartney does the Live and Let Die concert. It's got the pyrotechnics, the lasers on the screen behind him. So I just go straight to the video and I show her that. And she is just like off the hook, excited about it. She goes, now this is what's really funny. She sees Paul McCartney in the video. She must know or can't realize how old he is. She goes, this guy needs to make some more new rock and roll music. It just caught me off guard. I'm just dying laughing of her excitement over this.
Olivia, that's awesome. How did you like being worked, doing furniture?
Yeah, and then we talked about her working with me, putting together the IKEA furniture. She did not like that at all.
But at least she's enthusiastic on older stuff, which shows you that everything comes back around again.
Yeah, I am not going to tell her how old the song is, Live and Let Die. I'm not going to tell her Paul McCartney is old enough to be everybody's grandpa. But she goes, when he comes to Vegas, we gotta go see him. I didn't talk about how much concert tickets are, like $500 to go see McCartney, but who knows?
Hey, maybe you could turn around and write his publicist and said, this young girl wants us not.
I was,
you know,
thinking
you could bring her up on stage like Springsteen did.
I was thinking about sending a message to McCartney's people through Facebook.
I would.
Who knows?
Through the Carl Driggs account.
Through the Carl Driggs account. But it was just incredible.
I wonder if Carl Driggs ever met Paul McCartney.
I don't know. We'll have to inquire about that.
Yes, we will. Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't that be something? Oh, I know him.
But I said to Olivia, I go, I want you to have my McCartney song, my next McCartney song you're going to introduce me to next week.
Oh, cool. No, I think that's funny but awesome at the same time because the girl's enthused on a record player / stereo.
I'm going to, I've got to get her a record player, and I've got to get her the Live and Let Die soundtrack or the new McCartney collection or something. Because she is just totally enthused about it. And it's so funny. It's hilarious.
Olivia Quickie.
So, anyway, are you ready for this week's topic?
Yes, I am.
I threw this as a topic to you if you ever came across it. But I'm talking about the Abraham Lincoln and the John F. Kennedy parallels.
The only thing I know is Kennedy was Catholic. He was a president shot because he was messing around with the mob. Lincoln freed the slaves.
Yes.
And he had a beard. And he wrote a book by candlelight. So it's like that.
He wrote a book?
Yeah, I thought he wrote his memoirs or something in the cabin or something.
Uncle Tom's
cabin?
Something like that.
He wrote actually by dripping candlelight and stuff because they didn't have electricity back then.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so...
But.
Jersey but Mike...
I sent you the link to look at a few of these parallels.
I'm just like, wow, you know?
And there's whether it be scientific, coincidence, or mathematical, there are a lot of weird parallel things between Lincoln and Kennedy that it's kind of hard to explain. Some of them are mathematic, but and then down to their vice presidents, and then to people who were in their lives.
I think it has a lot to do with, in all honesty, some kind of weird spirituality, the way people are. Because if you look, he freed the slaves. Kennedy was all about, even though his parents or his uncle, what I think his father was into bootlegging and shit.
Yeah.
Long story short, he was a Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The guy freed the slaves was not a thing, easy True. Thing to do during the Civil War, and this guy's Catholic, when, you know, they used to call him whatever, the president, you know.
And he also had a genetic disease as
Exactly. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
There is some kind of weird, maybe numbers slash spirituality slash the universe. We'll keep it all into the craziness
keep
of
it
this.
In the conspiracy theory.
How the hell do you know?
So there's about 40 or 50 different ones, but I went through and I've got like about 20 or 21 of the best ones here.
Sweet.
Okay. But we're also going to break this up, our podcast, with a little bit of humor from Bob Newhart.
Ah, the Bob Newhart show.
Kind of the Bob Newhart stand-up comedy. Button down mine. But anyway, okay. So here's our first Lincoln-Kennedy parallel. Actually, the first time I ever came across the Lincoln-Kennedy parallel, my dad, I think I was in fourth or fifth grade, my dad gave me an article from Reader's Digest showing some of these facts that we're going
to
explain.
You have to be a nerdling if you read Reader's Digest.
I was nerding out on Reader's Digest when my dad got me and hooked on it.
I wonder why Olivia Clicky likes this stuff.
So Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946.
Wow.
That's the first
Only
one.
Only 100 years.
Only 100 years. Each of their names contains seven letters.
Wow.
Okay, you may say, well, that's nothing, but there's more. But wait, there's more.
There's like more.
Lincoln was elected in 1860 for the presidency. Kennedy was elected in 1960 for the
there's
presidency.
There's that 100-year connection. That hundreds.
100-year connection. Now, both of their vice presidents or their successors were named Johnson.
Wow. So that's where you got Johnson and Johnson?
Could be. Could be. Okay, so Lincoln's vice president, whose his name was Andrew Johnson, he was born in 1808.
Okay.
Okay. Lyndon Johnson, who was Kennedy's vice president, took his place. He was born in 1908.
100 years.
100 years. Now, both of the Johnsons, both of their mother's name were Hannah.
Now that's a bizarre
one. Isn't that
one.
Just getting weird? Weird. Both have 13 letters in their names.
And I have a 13 tattooed on me. Wow, isn't that bizarre?
Both Kennedy and Lincoln, both men were assassinated in the presence of their wives. Lincoln was at the theater.
In the booth, yeah, by Booth.
Yeah, by Booth.
Yeah.
His wife.
In a booth.
In a booth, yeah.
By Booth.
Booth by Booth. And, of course, Kennedy's wife, Jackie Onassis, was next to him in the car.
You know what's crazy about the Kennedy assassination? They swear he was not from the roof. He was shot underneath coming up.
That's
that conspiracy,
so
crazy
theory.
Squirrel sip and Darity stuff. Being a nerdling, it's just like, wow.
I wouldn't want to, actually, I wouldn't want to get too much into the Kennedy assassination just because of the sequesters that happened with it. It's weird.
That's it.
It's really
that's
weird.
Really weird. And knowing you, you dug up a fact that's going to be something crazy about this with Lincoln. I could just picture this.
Well, our next fact. Lincoln was shot at the Ford Theater. Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln made by the Ford Motor Company.
Wow.
Lincoln Ford. You got some kind of weird triangle
thing
going on
there. Yeah, fix or repair daily, found on roadside dead. You know, that
yeah.
good stuff is being a nerdling you heard as a kid growing
yeah.
up. Ford.
Ford. So, now.
There was a president named Ford, too. Holy shit. Wow.
You are nerding way out on this Jersey,
way
Mike.
Out.
So, here's what I want to do. I want to break up our podcast here a little bit. Since I don't have any recordings of Lincoln to pull out, I thought that we would play this Bob Newhart comedy track from 1960. This is from his album called The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. It's a comedy routine he did called Abe Lincoln versus Madison Avenue.
Nice.
So here's Bob Newhart in this like phone call thing that he's doing, talking to Abe Lincoln. Here we go.
Many of you may have read The Hidden Persuaders. It's about advertising. And one of the points the book made was that the real danger of the public relations man or the advertising man was that they were creating images. And they felt that in the presidential campaigns, the candidates were really getting closer and closer together. There was no real difference between them. And you were really voting for the man. And this got me to thinking, supposing this science were as far advanced during the Civil War as it is today, and there was no Lincoln. Now, the advertising people, realizing this, would have had to create a Lincoln. And I think they would have gone about it something like this. This is a telephone conversation between Abe and his press agent just before Gettysburg. Hi, Abe, sweetheart, how are you? How's Gettysburg? Sort of a drag, huh? Well, Abe, you know them small Pennsylvania towns. You seen one, you seen them all. Right. Listen, Abe, I got the note. What's the problem? You're thinking of shaving it off. Abe, don't you see that's part of the image? Right, with the shawl and the stovepipe and the string tie. You don't have the shawl. Where's the shawl, Abe? What are you wearing, Abe? A sort of cardigan? Abe, don't you see that doesn't fit with the string tie and the beard? Abe, would you leave the beard on and get the shawl, huh? All right, now what's this about Grant? You're getting a lot of complaints on Grant's drinking, huh? Abe, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see the problem. I mean, you knew he was a lush when you pointed him. You see that? You're gag writers. Yeah, you're gag writers. You want to come back with something funny? Yeah? Maybe an anecdote about a town drunk. Well, I can't promise anything, Abe. I'll get him working on it. Right, Abe, you got the speech. Abe, you haven't changed the speech, have you? Abe, what do you change the speeches for? A couple minor changes, I'll bet. All right, what are they? You what? You typed it. Abe, how many times have we told you on the backs of envelopes? I understand it's harder to read that way, Abe, but it looks like you wrote it on the train. Abe, could you do this? Could you memorize it and then put it on the backs of the envelopes? We're getting a lot of play in the press on that. How are the envelopes holding up? You can stand another box. All right, okay. What else, Abe? You change 87 to 87? I understand about the same thing. Well, Abe, that's meant to be a grabber. Abe, we test marketed that in the area, and they went out of their minds. Abe, it's sort of like Mark Anthony saying, friends, Romans, countrymen, I've got something I want to tell you. You see what I mean, Abe? What else? People will little note nor long remember. Abe, what could possibly be wrong with that? No. They'll remember it. Abe, they'll remember it. It's the old humble bit. But you can't say it's a great speech. I think everybody's going to remember it, Abe. Well, you come off a bragger, don't you see that? Hey, Abe, do the speech the way Charlie wrote it, would you? The inaugural address swung, didn't it? Anything else? You talk to some newspaper men. Abe, I wish you wouldn't talk to newspaper men. Well, you always put your foot in. No, that's just what I mean, Abe. No. You're a rail splitter, then an attorney. Abe, it doesn't make any sense that way. I mean, you wouldn't give up your law practice to become a rail splitter, don't you? Would you read the biog, Abe? You'll save a lot of trouble on this end. Abe, listen, before I forget, the manufacturer is coming out with the Abe Lincoln t-shirt on Tuesday. Could you work that into the address somewhere, Abe? Play it by ear, whatever you can do. Abe, have you got a pencil and paper there? Will you take this down? You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, you keep doing it differently. The last quote I got was, you can fool all the people all the time. And you... Hey, hold on. They come up with a thing on Grant. Right. Good. Yeah, all beautiful. Yeah. Hey, listen to this. They got a beautiful squelch on Grant. Right. The next time they bug you about Grant's drinking, you tell them you're going to find out what brand he drinks and send a case of it to all your other generals. No. It's like the brand was the reason he won. No. Use it. It's fun. Trust me. Saturday night. Oh, Abe, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be in New York Saturday night. A bridge party at the White House. Oh, Abe, I'd love to make it. How about Seward? You try him? He'll be out of town too. Huh? Oh, that's a, you wouldn't what's your name? Be home alone. Mary, be home alone. Listen, Abe. Why don't you take in a play?
Have you ever heard that routine before,
no,
Jersey Mike?
No, but you know what? That's hilarious. Abe, did you ever take in a play and get a t-shirt?
Or wow. take in a play and relax. I thought that'd be a good tie-in to what we're talking about here, about the parallels.
I think that was unbelievable. That was priceless. Wow.
But shall we get back to the list?
Hey, you know what's funny about Abe Lincoln, too? Did you see in the back of the Donnie Wahlberg... Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
No.
At the end, he crashes a spaceship and he winds up, or a little pod thing, whatever, and he winds up going, and they have Abe Lincoln sitting on the statue, you know, on the chair there. Yeah, it's an ape, and then all the apes come after him and stuff. So, wow. They even think of Abe Lincoln back there. They didn't call him Ape Lincoln. Abe Lincoln. God. He actually had the face of the ape. I'm just like, wow.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Wow.
So... back to our list here, getting down to, I think it's fact number eight, both presidents, Lincoln and Kennedy, they fathered four children, and they each had a son who died during their time of their presidency.
Wow.
I didn't know that one.
No, me either.
Both presidents' last names have seven letters.
It's a lot of coincidences with their names.
Yeah. Both of their assassins, John Wilkes Booth and Oswald, both of their full names have 15 letters in it.
This isn't coincidental. This is more of like some kind of a bizarre cosmic shower of repeating history. It's all I can say.
There's some kind of loop going on there.
Loop.
After shooting Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth ran from the theater to hide in a warehouse. Okay? After the shooting of Kennedy, Oswald ran from the warehouse and he hid in a theater.
Wow.
There's a little theater there.
Yeah, that's
that he
weird.
Was
holy smokes. Talk about reversed squirrel serendipity facts. Wow.
Reversal of fortune there almost. Next one. Both presidents had bodyguards named William.
Wow.
Okay. Lincoln's bodyguard was named William H. Crook. And he told him not to go to the theater, okay? Kennedy's bodyguard's name was William Greer. And he was the driver of the car and told him not to go to Daley Plaza.
Wow.
Okay? Now here's what's weird. Both of those bodyguards died, or they both lived to be the age of 75 years and 5 months old. And they both died within 48 hours of each other of that time of death. Okay, there's still the 100 years separation.
Yeah, 100 years.
But there's still that said they died within 48 hours of each other, being 75 years and 5 months. That's just a weird one.
That is weird. That is really weird. It's almost like 100 years, 5 months to the day it happens.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So I want to break it up here a little bit. Have you ever heard about the Kennedy speech in Germany where he said, "I am a jelly donut"?
No.
Okay. This is one of those weird ones, almost like in the range that we're in, okay? So it was June 26th, 1963. The Cold War is going on. You got Russia and East Germany blocking it off.
We're coming up on 53 years of that anniversary of the Jelly Donut Speech.
Yeah, the Jelly Donut Speech. So there's a lot of different theories about this on the internet. But I think I found the one that best explains it at the time of what it is, okay? So June 26, 1963, it's a Wednesday. Kennedy is in West Berlin, and he's giving his solidarity, we are with you speech, okay? And at the very end, he wanted to say, basically say in German, I am a Berliner. Berlin, Germany, Berliner.
Okay.
Okay. What he said was, well, why don't we play the track of him saying it, okay? Here we go.
Man, I take pride in the word, ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich bin ein Berliner, okay? Three words, all right?
Ich bin Berliner.
Ich bin Berliner. So, first of all, a Berliner is a jelly donut. Very popular in Berlin, okay? Now, from what I understand the speech pattern, he wanted to say, I am a Berliner. If he had left the ein part, the E-I-N part, okay, the third word out, and just said, Ich bin Berliner, he would have been, I am with you. I'm a citizen of your town. Wow.
Except I am a...
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the word, Ich bin ein Berliner.
So by putting the E-I-N in there, he confirms it that he is a jelly donut.
Now,
I am a jelly donut.
The crowd, did they even know what he said? Because everybody clapped. Did they love jelly donuts? Was that the craze back in 1963, June, I am a jelly donut craze in Berlin?
You would really have to go back and check the old press releases. But I like that theory best. If he had left the E-I-N part out, it would have been, I am a Berliner, but no, I am a jelly donut.
Wow. You got to be a nerd to want to do something like that, listen to I'm a jelly donut.
That's a funny thing to nerd out on, you know, because I remember a friend of mine that was the one who told me about that, and I remembered that, and that's why I pulled it out for this podcast.
I am a jelly donut.
Oh, gosh. All right, back to the facts. Lincoln sat in box seat number 7 at the Ford Theater.
Okay.
Kennedy sat in car number 7 of the motorcade.
Wow.
Is that bizarre or what?
7-7.
The doctors, Abraham Lincoln's doctor was named Charles Leadley.
Okay, Charles Leadley.
Kennedy's doctor at the time, after he was shot, his doctor's name was Charles Crenshaw. Both were named Charles.
Charles. And if you see the latest with Scott Baio, Charles in Charge, they say he is a psychotic idiot because of he's supporting whatever he's talking about in Trump. And I love Charles in Charge. Yeah, I just had to say that. The third Charles. You know what I mean?
The third Charles.
Come on, Scott Baio. You were all the girls wanted you from, what do you call that movie? Little Foxes with Jodie Foster.
Zapped.
Yeah, Zapped.
Oh.
Willie Ames. What happened? What happened? Charles, you're not in charge.
Well, we are in charge, so we're at number 16. This is like Casey Kasem be like, and coming in at number 16 on the Lincoln Kennedy parallel charts, each president died in a place that had the initial PH. Lincoln died at the Peterson House.
Okay.
Kennedy died at Parkland Hospital.
And we have another one. We have PH here in Vegas, Planet Hollywood, Phil Hellmuth.
True.
I'm just saying, what is it? There is just too much scientific fact that supports this. There really is with
really
these facts.
It's
and
weird.
And we're only hitting a quarter of the numbers.
Yes, yeah, I'm just pulling up the good ones.
The
okay?
good ones.
All right, so, and then each one had a sister who died.
Really?
Yes. And if you take their names, just not on the fact that they're letters, each letter is constant vowel, constant vowel, constant.
So it's constant vowel, constant vowel, constant, constant vowel, constant.
No Vanna.
No Vanna.
Constant vowel, constant vowel, constant. Each of that placing.
That's pretty cool. Constant vowel, constant
so you would,
vowel,
you
constant,
Lincoln,
constant.
Right that, like there.
Yeah.
And then you put Kennedy below it. I'm writing this down for him. You can try this at home too.
Try this at home. You have to be a nerdling to do this.
So see, constant, L and K, vowel,
okay.
I-O,
o.
constant, N.
N?
N. Constant, again.
C.
C and N. Vowel, O and E. Constant, L. L and D. And then constant, N and Y.
Wow.
Lincoln.
That is pretty wild.
That's bizarre.
No, that is pretty bizarre.
And then here's this one really kind of tripped me up, okay? So each had sons. Okay, so Lincoln had sons named Robert and Edward.
Okay.
Okay. Edward died at a young age, but Robert lived on. Okay, those were his sons. Kennedy had brothers named Robert and Edward. Robert Kennedy, he died at a young age, but Edward Kennedy lived on.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy was assassinated because these guys wanted to shut down unions. Bad moves, guys.
Bad idea.
Because these guys went back because their father was a bootlegger. Seriously, do not shut down the unions, people. That is not the way. Wow. Because I remember when the Kennedy assassination, Bobby Kennedy, he was, I'm coming after the unions.
That's bad. There's a lot of heavy stuff there that I'm glad we're not into.
Yes.
So finally, I thought we would finish it off with another Bob Newhart routine.
Of
all these parallels between Kennedy and Lincoln.
Is Bob Newhart still alive?
Yes, he is.
I was just going to ask that because you don't hear anything about him. And how old is he, you think?
I want to say 86.
Wow.
And he still does comedy and he goes out.
Good for you, because I loved your show with Larry and Daryl, the Bob Newhart show with the Inn and all this stuff. That was good stuff. But you know what? Bob Newhart, stand-up comedy, the Lincoln, Kennedy, not assassination, but they were both assassinated. The Shiny Squirrel podcast version of Science versus who knows.
So I was wanting to finish it up here. Kennedy met with Nikita Khrushchev, the Russian leader, in a summit in Vienna, Switzerland, June 4th, 1961. And this is a Bob Newhart routine called the Khrushchev Landing Rehearsal. He talks about, it's kind of like the same routine, but he talked, this is what I could found. I didn't want to play a Kennedy speech or something. We already did that with the I Am a Jelly Donut. So I figured this would be kind of right parallel with Kennedy met Khrushchev.
Is it possible that we can contribute to the sale of jelly donuts going to the roof from our podcast?
We could.
Of President Kennedy? Wow. So, I'm excited.
So here's Kennedy. Here's Bob Newhart, the Khrushchev Landing Rehearsal.
Whoa, slow down.
After America's advertisement. Slow down. 89, shop summer at Walmart.
This is called a headset, and it's used by telephone operators, but it's also used by TV directors. And through it, they talk to their crew, and they also listen to the crew. Now, in a TV studio, they have a series of TV cameras, which the director watches. They also have what's known as a camera run-through. And this is where they kind of walk through what they're going to do and iron the bugs out. Now, this was especially true of the Khrushchev landing. A lot of people don't know that Khrushchev landed a day ahead of time. And he kind of walked through what he was going to do so that they could set the cameras. And if you had been in the control room, you would have heard something like this. All right, Jerry, cue the plane. All right, have the plane come down. That's the way. All right, have the plane land. All right, taxi. All right, Jerry, have him stop on the chalk marks if you can. All right, he's going. That's all right. He's going past. It's all right. All right, camera one, get in tight on the door. Get in tight on Khrushchev. What? A mustache? I don't think so, Jerry. Jerry, you're on the wrong guy. You're on the wrong. Pan around. Fact sheet I got says he should be a short, stocky guy in a gray suit. Keep. Looks like he slept in it. That's him. All right, have him wave to the crowd. Tell him there'll be a crowd. All right, Jerry, make a note. We're going to have to spray the plane. I'm getting too much glare off it. All right, have him walk down the ramp. All right, cue the flower girl. What? Where's the little creep with the flowers, huh? All right, hold it. Cut. Somebody find the little monster with the flowers, huh? Why has it always got to be somebody's little kid? Why can't we use midgets, huh? All right, have him get back in the plane. All right, you got the flower kid? All right, hang on to her, will you?
All right, go in tight on... Jerry, hang on to the flower, kid. She's running up the ramp. She's supposed to be at the foot of the ramp. All right, let her go. That's all right, let her go. All right, tell Khrushchev he's going to have to watch the door. He banged the kid with a door. Come on. All right. Have him wave to the crowd. That's the way. Have him wave his hat. And make a note, Jerry. We're going to have to spray his head. All right. Have him take the flowers from the kid. All right. Tell him to kiss the kid. All right. Have him walk down the ramp. Don't have him skip like the kid, Jerry. It looks ridiculous. All right. Have him walk over towards Ike. All right, somebody cue Ike. Somebody take the putter from Ike, huh? All right, have him shake hands with Ike. All right, have him shake hands with Herder. Not Ike shake hands with Herder, have Khrushchev shake hands with Herder. All right, rest of the diplomatic corps. All right, walk back to the microphones. All right, have him start the speech. Blah, 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 blah. But Jerry, he's hopping up and down. I can't keep him in the picture, Jerry. He keeps hopping up and down. Find out he has to go where? Jerry had 19 hours to take care of that. I can't take the time, Jerry. I got guiding light right behind me. All right. He finishes the speech. All right, cue the official cars. All right, have him get in the cars. Not all of them in the same car, Jerry. They ought to know that. All right, have the cars pull out. Have them pulled by the camera platform. Jerry, that's Mrs. Khrushchev. Run alongside the car. Tell them they forgot Mrs. Khrushchev. Oh. All right, stop the car. Have her get in. That's the way. All right, I'll sit on Lodge's lap. It really doesn't matter. All right, Nixon's in. All right, have them start up again. That's the way. Have them head toward the exit. That's Jerry, what are they stopping for now? He can't wait any longer. All right, we'll break it here. We'll break it. I think it's in the white hangar. Well, Jerry, I've never been there. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Well, there's nobody around here. What, you know? All right, Jerry, when he gets back, we'll take it from the top. Right. All right, I'll be talking to you, Jerry. Right, bye.
All right, so even though they're mentioning Eisenhower, but still, I thought it was a good tie-in for our Kennedy-Lincoln parallels.
You know, anything to do with presidents and, how do you say, politics, especially with our newest politics up running with Clinton versus Trump. I mean, she did this, he did this, who sucked each other's underwear out.
He said, she said.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. That comedy routine from Newhart was really a good way to... Midway and this scientific Kennedy mathematics, whatever. Throw the kitchen sink, the spare tires, grandma, whatever, old crusted old underwear in there. Who cares? What a way to end the podcast week, I'll tell you. Friday, listen to the podcast because this is the weekend. And if you don't listen to this for the weekend, I feel sorry for you because that was hilarious.
Follow us on Instagram, Shiny Squirrel Podcast and WCW_comedy.
And if you see me passing out strip cards on the strip, they are not porno cards to get girls in. They're for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast where just WC Senior told you where to go. That's it. Jersey Mike out. Have a great weekend.